This bottle right here is the 2024 Plata La Sabina from Lagrimas. It's a perfect example of why tequila never tastes the same twice. Same brand, same philosophy, but every release tells a story. Today, I'm going to review this bottle and break down why each expression tastes different. And also, if you want to learn more about this brand, jump into my conversation I had with Brandon Cummings, the importer, Altamore Brands. We talked exactly about their approach and why this matters. Welcome back to Tasting Tequila with Brad. And if you're new here, this channel is all about helping people understand why tequila tastes like it does so you can drink better tequila and enjoy it the right way. The Lagrimas del Valles Tequila 2024 Plata La Sabina is a snapshot, not a formula. What they do here is they highlight the agave. They highlight the terroir and where that agave is grown. This agave came from the location La Romita, Guanajuato. Elevation, 1,760 meters. This tequila is 40% ABV, and this is made in El Renal at NAM 1123 Cascawin. Each bottle comes out with a specific harvest, a specific field, and a specific growing season. And every bottle does taste a little different based on where that agave came from. 6 to 8 years that it's in the ground, it's going through different cycles of weather, water, heat, cold, all of those things are affecting the minerals in that agave. And then that agave is harvested and brought to the distillery. And now, based on the time of year, the temperatures during fermentation are all going to change that flavor, much like the terroir in wine. So it's pretty cool when you lay them side by side and taste the 2023 against the 2024 and actually realize those flavor profiles as you do it. I'll have a video coming up soon where I'll do it with the 2023 and the 2024 Reposado. Let's get to this glass. Now, Cascawin, NAM 1123, makes some of my absolute favorite tequilas. Let's get this one in the glass so we can taste it. And Blanco, it's always my go-to. I can smell it from here. That's really awesome. There's a lot of things going on the nose. And you definitely get that Cascawin, cooked agave, minerality right in the glass. You get a little bit of that earthiness, but a little bit of that wet, concrete, wet earth pedricore that I like so much. And the herbal notes stand out in it as well. Fantastic. Okay, grab a taste. Great cooked agave. A lot of that minerality. A lot of vegetal notes that goes into a really strong anise for me. So almost like that black licorice anise going into the finish. There's a lot of agave sweetness in this too, which is really, to me, makes it easy to drink. I always want more when I get that cooked agave sweetness with that balance of earth. And there's a nice little balance of pepper. Let's drink it one more time, dive into that finish. A little sweeter that time in the taste and a touch of lemon, like a lemon zest in there. The finish is really clean. It kind of lasts a really long time. It doesn't heat up like some of the tequilas do. This just stays agave sweetness forward with a little bit more of that citrus and lemon in the finish. This is definitely a fantastic sipping tequila. Now, why does all this matter? Well, it's because it highlights not only the production methods being additive-free and clean and traditional, but it also highlights the fact that every time you grab a bottle of tequila, it might not taste exactly like the last one you had. And that's a good thing because you're experiencing the terroir and the production method of that tequila. So even within the same brand, it's going to change. And when you find a brand like this, it just shows that they're respecting the agave, they're respecting the land, and they're giving the drinker something honest. This bottle's not trying to do something crazy. They're just bringing you what tequila is supposed to taste like. Production method, we skipped over a little bit. This is cooked in a stone oven there at Cascawin. It's a roller mill production. It's open fermentation and it's twice distilled. So the perfect method of creating tequila right here in this bottle. If you want to buy one of these bottles, I'll have a link in the description of their website so you can go there and find the bottle. If you have a bottle that you'd like for me to review, please put it in the comments. If you've had Lagrimas tequila, tell me what your thoughts are. And if you've had multiple vintages, let me know which one's been your favorite so far.